Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
We are just the three of us riding into this Sunday evening together. I don't know if you guys know. Do you guys know where Leah has been all weekend?
Yes.
She's been so shady quiet about it.
Yeah. She was at the author retreat.
She was with Susan Stoker, Riley Edwards, Eliza Bella Baker. She was at the suspense author retreat all weekend.
Oh, that's so fun.
She said, she called me like Thursday. She's like, and I'm staying in the mansion because, so the readers that were part of the retreat, they were staying at a hotel nearby and there was a bus service bringing them back and forth. But the authors were staying at this mansion, like Verbo type thing that they had rented for the event to host everything. And so she's like, I get to stay there. I'm like, take lots of pictures. I need to see all the things. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's so cool. Why is she so quiet about it?
I don't know. Well, she went. It was work. Like, she was working. Uh-huh. And so she's, I don't know. I don't know if she felt weird about it.
I'm like, super fun. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. It's not like I was going to be like, hey, can I go? I mean.
It's also a lot of people. And so. Yeah.
It's a lot of people. Did anyone do anything exciting or fun for Independent Bookstore Day yesterday?
No, unfortunately, we had just errands and stuff around the house. We didn't. It's been a long week, so yeah. No, I didn't make any trips. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately,
that's fair. I didn't either. We ended up going over and visiting Mike's uncle yesterday. Okay. And so it was a lot of time in the car. And why is it now at my age, like, you know, 2.5 hours there, 2.5 hours back, car drive. It didn't used to feel like anything.
Yeah.
And now I'm exhausted. All I did was really ride in a car and sit and chat yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you had to be on.
I did have to be on. Yeah.
I did not do anything. They had a big thing here in Minnesota for the indie bookstores, which is awesome. And I usually do that. I'm just, this is going to shock no one. I don't actually have room for books. Like, I don't know, like, where am I going to put them?
There are two piles, at least that big. And there's four buckets of books under my bed.
Right. Like, I need a bigger space, but also, like, I don't, for what? Like,
I know. I started going through mine and I, like, lost steam.
I need to go through mine. Britt just hosted at the bookstore buyback day today.
Oh, yeah.
So you could bring in your gently loved books and she would give you store credit, which is really...
It's great.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I... I do, too, equally need to get rid of books. And after we were on last week, I went, sent the indie bookstore edition for the new Catherine Cowles book to Britt. And I'm like, could you please order this? Which she ordered me the Score by Kennedy Ryan, the indie bookstore edition. Because did you see her signing them? Did you see the video of Kennedy?
No, I missed it.
The metallic on these books. You guys. No. You guys are so pretty.
Cool. I just need it. That's what I don't need. I did order pre-book. I did pre-order for like my two signings. And then I did go through books and I thought to myself, I'm going to put them in the free library because there's plenty of people who want to read and books are expensive. And so like, instead of buying more, I'm going to give to people who want to read. And I, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I have to get another pack ready to go. We have like a local place that will distribute to different free libraries, like ones that they know it's okay to drop spicy books into, because there are a lot of ones around here that get really weird about it.
I told you about the lady that was in our neighborhood like page complaining that free little libraries are for kids. No, your free little library is for kids. Yeah. And just clearly mark it. I mean, I don't know.
Right. And like there, some of them have shelves, like where the kids shelf and then like the adult shelf. Yeah. And so like I have a ton of kids books too. And so I like will give out kids books, but like, obviously I don't want kids reading spicy. Like,
I don't know. I was too young reading the books I was reading. So,
well, same, but
yeah.
And also as a parent of young adults, well, adults, younger, new adult people, you know what? It's my job to censor what they're reading or what they're watching, you know. And my son likes to remind me, the boy child likes to remind me often that I pretty much gave him free rein to the internet at a relatively young age because he was sickly. So, you know, if he's messed up, it's my fault.
There were a couple of times like the boys came home and they're like, "Mom, have you ever read Icebreaker?" You know, okay, right? And so like these like girls in middle school were reading Icebreaker, and I was like, "If you want to read it, we'll read it together and we should have conversations." But there is explicit sex scenes in there, and that's fine. But like, I want you to also have a conversation about like why like consent and all the things that are in this book are important. But like, that's my job as a parent.
Apparently, we did not talk about the weather last week.
Oh,
There were a
what?
couple of messages. Karen was one. Somebody else said, "Hey, nobody talked about the weather last week." I don't know. But we also got off the call and I forgot that we never talked about Abby Jimenez either. So like
I thought we briefly talked about the weather. We were just kind of like, I think we just kind of skipped over it.
Yeah, I
I think we
thought we
brought it up,
did.
but we didn't go into detail.
Well, I think Lindsay talked about, because she talked about her hike that she did that was a mistake. Anyway, did
I
anybody
guess it
have,
wasn't enough.
wasn't enough weather, I guess. We went from like gorgeous on Friday to like 45 degrees, and all those people in this area that put your plants in the ground, you should have waited.
No,
You need to
they're
wait
not
till
cheap.
Mother's Day. There are rules, but.
Well, it's relatively nice here. We haven't hit, the devil's taint yet for heat. But we are very dry, actually. We are in a severe drought.
Yeah.
So wildfires are a
Did
problem at the
Heather?
moment. We did get a little bit of rain tonight, but not a lot.
Is Heather
So,
frozen? I think she
oh,
is
she is.
frozen. Oh Turn your
Well,
camera on and off. You might
yeah.
come back.
There we go.
Then come back on. Okay, so there's our weather report.
Okay.
There she is. Hi,
Okay.
Heather.
I'm here. I know it's a two. I was like, that's weird.
So this episode, it's just the three of us, and it's NFL draft weekend. This was always a big weekend for my dad. He loved the NFL draft, and he was watching it when it was just 2 days, or what, you know, Saturday morning to Sunday. And I think he passed away before it became this like 5 day extravaganza that it is now. Did either of you watch the NFL draft this
I
weekend?
watched a little bit, not a lot, and not as much as I normally watch. It's been busy, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Did
It's
you?
playoff hockey,
Oh.
and I'm still angry
Oh, I know.
at
Who are
but
we
the
angry?
Wild are in it, and it is rough, you guys. That's what I'm gonna say.
Tampa lost Friday, so.
Woohoo!
No, so.
They already have a cup. Other people need a cup. The
That's fine. I just,
best part
they're.
is none of the Tkachuk brothers are in the
Made it,
Stanley Cup
yeah.
playoffs anymore.
Exactly.
I
So.
mean, that's
And then I also have NBA playoffs, so it's like there's a lot going on right now.
Janellen says it wasn't the production this year as it has the past few years.
Yeah, they toned it down a little this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's had gotten kind of over the
Yeah.
top. So in honor of that, we picked tonight's theme because it was NFL draft. So, join us for the first ever Buzzing About Romance trope draft. This is the only place where today we are treating romance tropes like draft picks. That's right. No books today, no authors, just pure trope, strategy, and chaos. We are building the ultimate romance trope roster, drafting from the 30 most popular romance tropes in the game right now. Rules. Once a trope is picked, it's off the board. Each of you will have one wild card pick and one steal.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
So the wild card pick means that they can do two turns in a row, they can bump, and then a steal, they can steal from the other person's what they've drafted. So you'll have a chance. I don't know. Did anyone strategize for this?
No.
No. I mean, there's really only like one of these I'm not. I don't read, so it's about it. The rest, I'll take the rest, however it comes.
However it comes. Okay. So to pick who gets the first pick in the draft, I see Jenny is in our chat. Jenny, we would like you to think of a number between 1 and 5. Well, I guess we have to do more than 1 and 10. Jenny, pick a number. Do not put it in the chat, Jenny. Just Jenny, right now, think of a number between 1 and 10. She's got
She
it.
said okay.
Okay. So, Heather, what's your number between 1 and 10?
Nine.
Okay. Amanda, what's your number between 1 and 10?
Six.
Jenny, who is closest? Heather or Amanda? Or what was your number? We'll see what she puts here. She probably went away. It's just like, I don't even know. I guess because we're delayed a little bit, so she's
Oh.
not.
Oh, yeah. Name a guess,
Amanda,
the
you
number.
guessed the number correctly.
Okay.
Woo.
Hey.
Woo-woo. Okay. Okay, Amanda, you are up first. What are you claiming?
Okay. Fake dating.
Fake
Ooh, that's a good
dating.
one, Amanda.
So, fake dating. We all know what fake dating is. They pretend to be in a relationship for external reasons and then accidentally catch real feelings, like amateurs. This is actually one of the more popular tropes right now, especially strong in rom-coms and contemporaries. I would venture to guess this is probably a top trending trope for 2026.
Yeah, it's always been a favorite of mine. So it's like it's almost like almost any fake dating romance I read, I'm like, okay, I'm a fan of this. Like in any kind of other, genre or whatever subgenre, I guess.
Okay, Heather, what's your first pick?
I think no one is going to be shocked. Friends to lovers.
You know, you say that, Heather, every time, but then
I
we
know.
read A Friends to Lovers and you're like, I didn't really like this book.
I guess maybe I'm super
She's very
picky,
particular.
but I do love A Friends to
I
Lovers.
know you
And
do.
like, they have to be done really well, right?
A deep established friendship slowly shifts into something romantic, often with wait, oh no, and the realization moment. It's a really common comfort trope with steady demand. Okay, Amanda, what's your next trope?
Siblings' best friend.
I knew you were going for that.
Oh, I like pulled out a highlighter for Becky. Sorry.
Siblings, best
A
friend.
good one.
You've been off limits your whole life, which obviously makes you more appealing. Moderately common, strong in small town, family-centric stories, but also sports romance. We see it a lot in sports.
And romantic suspense too, I think, like small town too, especially like there's so much of it. It's so easy. It's so good.
Heather, what's next for you?
Well, speaking of small town, I'm going small town
Oh,
romance.
small town romance.
You guys, I'm a sucker for that too.
So I
I love it
left.
because it's like I don't live in a small town, right? So it's kind of like more idyllic to like think But I think people who live in small town are like, oh, that's a lot.
Well, and I think small town romance, I left it in there because a lot of people would give small town as a genre, as a subgenre of romance, right? But I think one of the things we need to think about with small town is when the small, I consider small town romance a trope when the small town itself becomes a character within the story. It's not about setting, it's about the character of the town. So everyone knows your business, gossip travels faster than Wi-Fi. There's the cozy chaos of small town. This is extremely popular, and I would say it's the dominating subgenre between that and sports right now.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, Amanda, what's next for you?
I'm actually gonna go second chance romance because I think when it's done well, it's one of my favorites. And especially like I'll slide another like trope in there is like, marriage in crisis, like second chance, like that kind of like, because I didn't see that one on here. So I'm lumping them in together.
I didn't put that one on here. They loved before, something broke them apart, and now fate is giving them a messy redo. This is a very common, especially strong with emotional, angsty readers. And that's just it. I think second chance is the safe angst.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can justify, you get a little bit more of that emotional whiplash without the risk of like other things being a problem. Okay. Heather, what's next?
I think I'm gonna go Grumpy Sunshine. I do love a Grumpy Sunshine. Oh, Amanda's like, burp. That was mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grumpy Sunshine, that is another very popular one. One character is emotionally allergic to joy. The other is basically human serotonin, sparks, irritation, and healing. And sure.
Emotionally allergic to joy.
Don't you think?
It's
Oh
good.
my
That's
God, I
so
love it.
good. Yeah.
Extremely popular. This is one that readers eat like popcorn. I mean, I think
I
Grumpy
think,
Sunshine's one of those that people just see it and they're in.
yeah. I think we all know like somebody who's super grumpy, right? And then like, but they are soft for specific people. And I love when they're just so gooey for like their heroine or like their dog.
And it has to be like it for me, it has to be like the person cannot be like overtly sunshiny for me. So that one's like I'm very picky about my grumpy sunshines.
Yeah, they can't
See,
be like
so
so over the top happy,
yeah,
but
that
like
they
a
make my
little
back teeth hurt. Yeah,
optimistic.
no.
See, I don't
Yeah.
mind that, especially if he is incredibly grouchy, because sparks tend to fly, right? Like, I'm trying to think. I know that we read one recently where like he was so closed off, so grumpy, and it might have been something I read for work. So closed off, so grumpy, and she is just sweet and joyful, and the sparks are him like, can you just sit down? Like, just sit down, ma'am. I think the Helena Hunting, the last one in the Toronto Terror where they got that was marriage a convenience for the two of them, Dread and Connor's book, because he was really standoffish, but so soft for her. Okie doke.
All right, I am gonna go single parent.
Single parent. Hold on, sorry. I'm not well organized tonight. This
No,
is so
and I
much.
especially like I think I like I looked at my split on Goodreads and it was pretty much, I mean, it was about half and half whether it was like single dad or single mom, but I think I tend to like single moms better, but I'm
Yeah.
about split on how many I read.
One character has, at least one character has a child, additional emotional stakes, vulnerability. Built-in found family vibes when you're adding that new person into your parent-child relationship. Pretty common, strong niche appeal in single parent. It's one of those I think can be polarizing. You either love it or you hate it. And I often think of, when we talk single parent, I often think of Lindsay when she talks about how a lot of times we get single moms where they don't have any help. But we get single dads where they have all the help,
Yeah, and I think that's probably why I lean more towards the single moms is because they're out there like doing everything and making it happen themselves. So it's I typically enjoy those.
I think oftentimes a single dad, it's like a single dad billionaire, and it's like he can buy
A
all the help.
nanny and a
And
yeah.
these moms are just out here working, doing, you know what I mean? Like, you
Tends
know.
to be a little bit more damsel in distress.
Yep.
And a little bit of rescue, which is fine. I don't mind it, but sometimes I wish she was the badass. which is why I think I like Rafe so much by Rebecca Weatherspoon. Because she is the boss babe and he's the Manny, you know. Mm. That's a favorite. Okay, Heather, what you got?
Friends with Benefits.
Friends with Benefits. I like that one too.
Yeah.
I actually prefer that one to Friends to Lovers. Because at least they're admitting they are sexually compatible.
Yeah.
That's true.
We don't always get that. So, Friends to Lovers. I should have done a better job with this, but I did not. They agree to keep things physical and casual, which is famously a lie. Very common, probably a staple of modern romance.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if like it's a rise, like as I feel like before our generation, Friends with Benefits wasn't really like a thing, like in modern society. But definitely like our generation was like.
Well, okay. So I was watching two Gen Alpha girls on a podcast on TikTok. I came across it. So I went back and I watched the rest of their stuff, and they were talking about condoms and going on and on about how they hate them and they like don't want to use them. They'd rather go procure plan B than use a condom and on and on. And I'm just like, we are not the same. You did not live through the AIDS of in the 90s. Like we are not the same. And also, where's your mother? Because I'd like to have a discussion with her.
Yeah. Oh, you're responsible.
Yeah.
I mean, I was bonkers. I was just like, what, friends? Okay, Amanda, it's your turn.
Married in Vegas.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, Amanda.
That's a good one.
Is that the same as like Wake Up Married, you think?
Yeah, they're not.
Well, in Vegas, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't have, I didn't double do it, did I, right?
No.
Okay. No. I'm just making sure because I'm over here like mess on a Friday. Spontaneous, often chaotic marriage that was definitely not thought through until feelings get involved. Common as variation of marriage of convenience. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't forget, Heather, you still have a steal.
I know. I'm going dark or morally gray.
Hero.
Yeah. There's a lot of dark stuff coming out.
There is.
I told Shauna that she needed to kick me off her website because I signed up for like 5 more arcs. And I like texted her. I'm like, you should kick me off. She goes, yeah, I'm not doing that.
just hold on to your britches, Heather, until you read Bonnie's new series that she sold to Boldwood Books. Did you see the announcement earlier this week?
I did. That's awesome, Bonnie.
Okay, but wait. Just wait. Do you remember about a month or so ago, I was talking about a book I couldn't talk about that was like sexy and cowboys? It was this series. It was this book. Like,
I'm excited.
He is questionable. He has questionable morals, and it's super sexy.
I'm that'll perfect.
It's an auction, it. Heather.
Well... sign me up.
Just saying. So, yeah, I think you'll be very pleased with perfect. Some dirty love cowboys. Amanda, what are you doing now?
I'm going to say enemies to lovers, but specifically fantasy, romanticy, enemies to lovers. I'm going to caveat that.
Well, it was really interesting because I was talking to the book girlies in text message here, the ones from here in town. And Britt said, she goes, I always want to say enemies to lovers because I really love good banter. But she doesn't really love it when they hate each other.
Then that's not enemies to lovers.
Then it's not. That's what I said.
Adversaries or
rivals.
Rivals or something.
Rivals to lovers, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that that's something, again, that publishing it's easy to put enemies to lovers because everybody knows what they mean when they, but you know, the hating game often comes up as the epitome of contemporary romance, enemies to lovers. That's rivals to lovers. That's not enemies.
Yeah.
I think you have to get into the romanticy or into like the dark.
Or paranormal. Yeah. Paranormal, like romanticy. Yeah. You have to get, or like you said, mafia families, like family feuds. There has to be some
real history.
Yeah.
So two characters start on opposite sides, clashing hard before attraction sneaks in and ruins their arguments. Extremely popular, one of the top tier tropes, evergreen trope that never really leaves the charts. But it can't be enemies to lovers unless there's a really good hate fucking scene. I'm sorry.
Yeah, or like that angry first kiss, like where like that is, there's so much build up there. Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Heather, where are you at now?
I'm going sports romance.
I am shocked it took you this long.
I know.
Well, she had
almost took it just so you'd steal it from me.
Well, I mean, if hockey was just on here, that probably would have been.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I do love me a sports romance.
Mm-hmm. You do love a sports romance. Let's see here if I can find it. Sports romance. Athletes, competition, high stakes, locker room energy mixed with romance. Very popular, currently thriving in the market. And I think anything, you know, we have defined, you know, current sports, sports adjacent ones, you know.
Where it's really small town.
Yeah. We've kind of defined that across the board. But there is something about an athlete, and I still hold true to my thought that even though most athletes are not billionaires, I do believe that sports heroes are the acceptable billionaire. And it's,
I also think sports romance kind of works. Like, I really like when the team isn't, but sometimes,
You're fine.
I also like when they seem to have more free time. Does that make sense? Like, they don't work like a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okie doke. Amanda, what do you got?
I'm going to go Faded Mates.
Faded Mates. Do you think, okay, random question for you as we talk about this trope. Do you think you can have faded mates in other genres outside of paranormal and romanticy fantasy? Mm. Do you think there can be a bit of faded kismet?
I think, you know, that kind of ties, it ties loosely in with that it's always been you trope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think those two kind of like that gives you that same feeling in the you know, contemporary or even the right person, wrong time. Like it was always meant to be. It just, you know, took a little longer or something. Yeah, I think that can happen in contemporary.
So Destiny says they belong together, whether they like it or not, usually comes with supernatural elements, extremely popular in paranormal and romanticy. But I think you're right, Amanda. I do think that, like, you know, wrong brother, you know.
Yeah.
Wrong person, right time, wrong time, right person kind of stuff leans into.
The thing with Faded Mates that I really love is there's, like, this outside force, right? Like, it's, like, so visceral. Like, their connection is so, you know what I mean?
And then when they, and then if you throw in, like, the enemies to lovers and they're fighting it, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of that the soulmate theory a little bit, right? Like, you know, we see it often in movies and television. Oh, they're soulmates.
Yeah.
It's just another way to say soulmates. And Jenny needs to get out of my head. She says soulmates. I think it comes with some kind of experience that only the two of them understand. And I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay, Heather. There are still two steals and two line jumps. Wild cards.
That she's telling us we're being too civil, Amanda.
No, you guys are like so nice to each other. It's fine. But there's still one on the board. There's two on the board that I think that if Heather takes one, Amanda will steal.
Okay. I'm going Marriage of Convenience.
That was not it, but that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good
So
one. Since I
good.
took fake dating, I wasn't going to go after the marriage of
Oh,
convenience.
yeah.
And
My
I.
all-time favorite trope is not on this list.
Oh.
What's not on this list?
Arranged marriage.
Oh.
Because it's so uncommon.
Oh.
It's only like in so
Yeah.
few,
Yeah,
right?
that's yeah. I went with popular. I did a lot
Yeah,
of
for sure.
pulling from things and they marry for practical reasons, not love, and then love shows up anyway, uninvited and inconvenient. Very popular, a classic that cycles through trends but never fully disappears. I also think it's one of those that people who really want deep-seated connection before characters have that sexual engagement, I think marriage of convenience is one that they can handle versus like instant connection.
Yes, that makes
I
sense.
think because they're married, it's a safety net that like that
Like
creates
it's
us.
okay if they're intimate because they're married. Oh, geez. Let's
Well,
we
because
could
there are a lot
unpack a
of
lot of that.
well, but there's a lot of people that want it, you know, if we look at like asexual where they really want that, or is it no, not asexual, demisexual, where they really want that deep connection, which is why people love friends to lovers, right? Because there's a built-in history before they're making those further commitments. So for, you know, for those individuals, a marriage of convenience creates that deeper meaning connection quicker and creates a little bit more like I'll forgive them. You know.
It's sort of like a forced, it's a, I mean, forced proximity is very,
Yeah.
I mean, it's tied in with that, right?
Yeah,
Like you're
absolutely.
stuck together. I mean, you could leave, but it's not easy.
It's not easy. Okay, Amanda, what's next?
Okay, I'm gonna call my wild card and I'm gonna call two in a row.
Okay.
So my first one is celebrity norm.
Okay.
And then I'm going neighbors to lovers.
Oh, okay. Celebrity norm, which is one of Amanda and I's favorites.
Yes.
A person in the spotlight falls for someone outside that world, creating imbalance and pressure. Moderately popular cycles in trends. I think you could even put celebrity norm in some of the sports romances a little bit too. It's one that jumps in easily. And then you went neighbors to lovers, close proximity, everyday interactions, the slow build of familiarity turning romantic, moderately common, cozy, and character driven, which
Character driven.
Amanda loves a character driven book
Yes.
outside of suspense, which is storyline driven. So,
I mean, and I love it too because there's always like room for shenanigans. Like there's always like, you have like the little rival situation, like I always think about Cohen because he and Tilly are like going at each other and I'm just it's so much fun. And then that creates the whole like little, the hate
And the
situation.
squirrels,
The
same,
squirrels, like I love it. So
but same
me too.
author, legend. It's
Yes.
his neighbor, baby on the doorstep,
Oh
like,
yeah,
and
so
they
good.
fight so much.
And then Reed, she has like so many.
She has so many.
Reed is okay. Reed and Dax are like, and Stone are my hands down favorite
Top tier
of her
boyfriends
book.
there.
Oh. That's so good.
That's fair. Okay, Heather, she picked two. You've got one. What's
Yeah,
next?
I'm gonna do the wild card also.
Okay.
I'm gonna go one night stand and he falls first.
Okay.
Oh.
You two are not going for the ones I thought you would go for first, so this is hilarious
Oh.
to me. One night
Interesting.
stand, a single encounter that should have been the end, except it absolutely is not.
Yep.
Extremely pom
Bishop.
Bishop, yep. Extremely popular, dominant sub, a dominant trope within the subgenre. And then you went with he falls
Falls
first.
first.
The male lead is down bad early, while the other character takes longer to catch up. Increasingly popular readers love the emotional vulnerability. And I do think that in A Grumpy Sunshine, or he's just a complete asshole, if he falls first, there's a lot of forgiveness given to the character
Yes.
For his shenanigans. Like, he's a jerk,
But he loves her.
but he loves her. We are easily forgiving him for all of his bullshit.
I love, and the like he falls first, is there's usually some like acts of, he does like a lot of acts of service, or he does things, like very boyfriendy kind of things.
Okay, Amanda, what's next?
Only one bed.
Only one bed. That's another one, which, so realistic, right?
No, but then it usually ties into like I love it when it's like with snowed in or some other situation that's causing the only one bed. Like it usually goes with a lot of other tropes that I
The
like.
one for Never by Aurora Rose Reynolds, where they
Oh
end up
yeah.
in the same bed and then they're like, the
Yeah.
grandmother is so
Yeah.
mean. Two characters are forced into sharing a bed. Tension skyrocket. Sleep becomes optional. Very common, but usually as a scene device rather than a full trope. I don't. A lot of characterization. So I went off these books. I have these author manual trope books. And a lot of it's a situational trope versus like through the whole book trope. But so technically it's situational, scene driven, but we consider it a full book trope. So
I think so. Yeah.
because you can have friends to lovers with one bed, but you can't have one bed without a scene that has one bed in it.
Yeah, that's true.
So
That's
absolutely, you
strange.
can't say this is a, it's like a hockey, it's, you can't call it a sports romance if they never play the sports.
I don't remember. There was a book that I read that it was marketed as one bed, and it was like, but it wasn't. It was just like a one room. Like he slept on the couch or like there was one bed, but they didn't sleep in the one bed. And I was like, that doesn't count. Does it? Like,
No.
okay.
No, not if it's not forced to sleep in the bed
Yeah, like I'm like, it doesn't count
together.
if he slept on the couch.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, Heather, what do you got?
I'm kind of choosing between two here. I'm gonna go forbidden romance.
Forbidden. Which fits right into all your mafia-ness.
1,000%.
They're not supposed to be together due to rules, power structure, or social barriers. Very common, a core driver of tension across subgenres. So it is that forbidden piece, like coach's daughter, dad's best friend, that forbidden nature, creates tension, and it can be put to use in many subgenre situations. Okie doke, Amanda.
All right, well, I'm gonna go secret identity.
Secret identity, which is deception trope, just in case we
Yeah,
were all
and it
wondering.
has to be, yeah, it has to be done well.
Yep, one character is hiding who they really are, and the truth reveal is a ticking time bomb, common especially in romantic suspense, sports, and celebrity stories.
And it is also fairly common in romanticism.
Is it? Oh, it was in that, what's the one we read?
And that's the one that will make me mad if it's not done
Oh, if
right.
it's not done right.
Like, yeah, if I feel like there's like because a lot of times you're in you might be in like only one POV or you're in just generally just the female's POV and then and you can see it like happening and she doesn't know what's happening and then they drag it out and then I get really mad. But yeah.
Okay.
So.
Heather, what you got?
Why choose?
Why
I'm
choose?
gonna steal
Oh. Okay.
it.
Amanda.
What?
Okay,
All
Heather, would you like to repick?
right. Sure. What do opposites attract?
Opposites attract. Okie doke. Opposites attract. They are wildly different in personality, lifestyle, or worldview. That's the contrast that creates the chemistry. Extremely common, often overlaps with other tropes. Yeah, I like a good opposites attract.
Because I mean, it can be more than just... the one stealing the Y choose.
I know, I'm really confused. What? Can we go back to that? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Just to steal something. Because, yeah.
Well, and also because it's like fairly new that I'm reading them. So.
Is this where like, I'm supposed to say I'm sorry and you're welcome all in this city?
No, because I went down like the Tessa Hale rabbit hole, and then now I'm on like Bridget Kimmerer's like new series, and I'm just like, okay, just
well, and I made you read those Emma Fox ones to pull quotes.
Emma Fox ones, yeah.
Yeah, the Emma Fox ones are awesome.
So
some of this might be
mine. So I'm a convert. So I was like, well, let me take it because nobody's gonna expect me to take this. So
you know, in real life, like that would be difficult. Somebody on Instagram was asking me that. And I was like, but if you think about it logistically, you got a guy for everything. You got a guy who can fix a car. You got like a handyman guy. You got like all these guys, right?
Like, yeah, I'm good. My husband cooks for me. We're good.
There's a lot of guys.
My husband does
that. He fixes things. He builds things.
I was going to say, I've got to
find one that wraps it all up in one.
I have a pretty handy guy who also cooks. Yeah, I don't need any more. I have two boy dogs. Does that matter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We need a new girl. We're having girl issues. So I think once we start having a girl again, maybe I won't
need another
guy.
Michael just showed me the grill he wants for Father's Day.
Well, don't get a Coleman. We're having lots of issues with ours.
Oh, no. We're getting a Weber.
Oh, well.
We had a Weber before. Some things happened. And I just bought a cheap one to get through, and now he's like, I want my Weber back. And I'm like, okay. Jen Ellen says so much chafing. Okay. Let's go ahead. We'll just do a final round.
Hey.
Amanda, you're up.
Okay. What do I got here? What's left? Oh, not that one.
But not that one.
I'll take slow burn, actually.
Okay.
I do not mind a slow burn.
It's because you read all those romanticies that take forever.
Well, you know, and then there, you know, and then also too, like I have like some of the suspense writers, it's like you get real slow burn, and then it's like, because Susan will do it like every now and then, you never know when she's going to do it. But when she does, it's like 98%.
Yeah. And, and you are a big Carla Sorensen fan. And yeah, I believe she is the queen of the slow burn. So the relationship develops gradually with tension simmering for a long time before payoff. Very popular. Reader preferences vary, but demand is strong. And I don't mind a slow burn. I did a beta read this week, actually, and it had a little bit of a slow burn to it. And I, you know, you have to say, add some more moments of tension. Make sure, you know, there's those accidental walk-bys each other or hand touching or forced against each other kind of moment, because that physical touch creates and alludes to intimacy and creates tension. And then you do feel like your cup, even though it's slowly getting filled, it's a slow pour, but it is building.
Yeah.
So, okay, Heather.
Best friend, sibling.
Okie doke, best friend, sibling, which is kind of like sibling's best friend, but it's a little, the dynamics is a little different. Close proximity meets forbidden tension, usually with the don't hurt them stakes baked in. Moderately common, slightly less used than sibling's best friend, but similar appeal. I will say, I can't believe neither one of you picked Bodyguard. I thought Bodyguard for sure.
I am actually not a big bodyguard. No, really? Usually. And generally, like if I'm reading a suspense series and there's a bodyguard in that series, it's typically my least favorite book. I'm not a big bodyguard person.
I thought I would have just assumed with suspense that you were a bodyguard person. Same for you, Heather?
They're okay. I mean, if I am, you know, like I'm ambivalent, I guess. Is maybe
I mean, I have some that I really like. Like Riley Edwards has one. I think it's like Smith, and then like Anna Hackett has one where she's the bodyguard. Like I like those, but typically if there's a bodyguard in like a suspense series, it's I'm usually it's like my least favorite.
Interesting.
codename Tiara. Was that right? Like
Yeah.
he's the
Cool.
bodyguard for the princess. Like I like that one.
Yeah. No, I think it's fair. I just assumed you guys preferred, because you both are huge suspense people. So I thought, oh, for sure, they're gonna, one of them will pick bodyguard. I do think bodyguard is, it was much more popular in the early aughts, but I think it's having a rebirth right now. We are seeing it a little more often right now that we weren't seeing it before. Because,
Yeah, I have to look. I haven't noticed, but yeah, that's
well, we see
interesting.
it a little bit in Mafia, like she's the daughter
Oh
and
yeah.
he's guarding her. I think we're seeing it a little bit in some of these, the singer,
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift,
Oh,
like
okay.
these rock star pop diva romances that are popping up right now.
That is probably why I haven't read a bunch, because you guys know how I feel about rock. I don't know what it is.
See, I do think Julia Wolf, her rock stars with bodyguards, they do really well. I do
Okay.
like those.
And that's so funny. I haven't read that many. And as much as I like rock stars, I haven't read that many that have bodyguards.
Yeah, it's not tons of them, but there's a
Yeah,
few that
I think
I
I skip them.
do you? That's so
Yeah.
funny. Okay, well, that's our first trope draft. Next time, I'm sure we'll be back. Maybe we'll do micro tropes and bring Lindsay along because that could get feral.
Sorry, Heather and I were not
You guys are like the
no.
nice people,
I
apparently, because
know.
if
We're like subdued.
Lindsay and Leah were here, it'd have been like.
Well, Heather and I are both, I think we like a large grouping of tropes. Like we're both like
Also, we're kind of opposite readers, right?
a
Like
little
you're a big
bit.
romanticy fan. I'm not a huge romanticy reader. I'm a big mafia dark, and you're not necessarily. I'm like a more the trigger warning kind of girl, and you're like, I'm not a big trigger warning.
Yeah,
Right?
that's
So we're
true. Yeah,
opposites.
that's true. Yeah, we read a lot of the same stuff, but we do tend to gravitate a little opposite.
Yeah. Heather, they're asking if you're going to steal any from Amanda
Oh.
Oh, what do
since you
I
have a
want to
steal
steal
left.
from
You want to steal something
Amanda?
from me?
If I did steal any, I would have stolen Married in Vegas.
That
There
is such a
you
good
go.
trope, though,
It
right?
is.
Like,
I'll change
yeah.
it to you. You can steal it.
There's
All right.
something
There you go.
about being married in Vegas.
It's a
Okay,
good one. It is.
so that is that. Now it's that time
It's that time.
We get my
for
jazz hands.
Book of
Oh,
the
oh.
Week! Book of the
Wee.
Week time! Amanda, what's your Book of the Week?
My book of the week is Watcher in the Woods by Kelly Armstrong. It is book four in her Rockton series. I've actually been listening to these books. I read them as they were coming out, I think through book five, and the final book is out. There's a spin-off, so I'm trying to get caught up on that. But it's basically Rockton is this town out in the Yukon that's off the grid. They send people there who need to get away from situations. And Casey is, she goes up there with a friend who needs to get away from a bad situation, but she also has a situation in the past that she needs to get away from. She was a homicide detective in Toronto, so they bring her onto the police force. Eric is already the sheriff of Rockton. He grew up in Rockton, and they do fall in love. I think it's in pretty quick on in or in the first book, and then they continue to be together and kind of like solve murders and mysteries and stuff in the town throughout the series. But it's a really good suspense, like light on the romance or whatever, because they kind of get together and it just like continues with them. But
Yeah.
Therese Plummer narrates these, and she does such an amazing job. Like I'm having like the best time listening to this. So if
Awesome.
anybody's looking for suspense with a little light on the romance, these are really good books.
Okay, Heather, what is your book of the week?
I actually just started today Whiskey Charm by Walker Rose, and it is Haven's book. And oh my God, I love him. He's so like grumpy. And so it's
Excited
just
for that one.
really, it's so cute, right? She comes into town. I'm not super far. So she's moving away from Chicago. Something's going on, not sure what. Yeah, and she finds some animals and rescues these animals, and his little softy heart comes out and he ends up taking them. And so, I don't know. The first, their meet cute, I think I'm such a sucker for like a good meet cute, and their meet
Yeah.
cute was epic. So,
I read that one a while ago, but they do have a really great meet cute.
yeah, Marie does it well. Walker, they do a really good job
Yeah,
of writing
they
good meet
do.
cute.
They do. They do. Okay, so my book of the week is I went back and I'm working on the next gen of Kate Meador's Chicago Rebel series. And so I read Top Shelf Stud. It is a pregnancy romance. I don't know. It's Kate Meador, you guys. And it's adorable. I'm about halfway through it. I know I'm gonna love it, so I don't know. I like her books. I wish
She's
more people,
good.
I wish more people read her, you know? Okay, so those are our books of the week. Patreon. We just have the one tier right now. That's what we're doing. It really just is there to help support us with the purchasing of software and equipment as needed. It and you know, it's not very exciting right now. Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon while I figure out how to normalize again. I will have Patreon voted for their pick for May. May, our theme is baseball, if you couldn't guess. And I'll have a list of books out early this week. And I think I saw in Discord we're going to watch A League of Our Own, and then we're going to talk about A League of Our Own. So we'll probably do a group watch along and then discuss. That movie is so quotable.
Oh, yeah.
I quote that movie. My children were like little children, like toddlers. And they one of them would cry because like Sydney stole Chris's ball or something. And I'd be like, there's no crying in baseball. And I think Chris was like 5 or 6, and Sydney like tripped or fell down, and he turned around and goes, "There's no crying in baseball." I'm like, "Oh, we've gone too far."
I used to have a no crying in baseball shirt when
Yeah.
Owen played baseball. Yeah.
That's so cute.
It's so cute. We'll probably have a baseball episode where we allow our dear friend Lindsay to info dump about baseball.
So no one else needs to be there. I
No,
mean, one other person, and
one
they
of
just need to
us.
rein her in. Just be
Just
like,
do
okay, we're going on like 45 minutes here. Do I take a breath or take a drink of
It's
water?
so funny because I get it. Baseball drives, you know, with the numbers and the statistics, and
Oh,
people
yeah.
that are fans of baseball are fans of
Yep.
baseball. And every once in a while, because Christopher is not a huge baseball fan, but every once in a while, he'll bring up like an old scandal or refer to like the steroid era of
Oh,
baseball.
yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, get a life.
I do love, well, I love baseball pants, but I also love
Love
like baseball
baseball
players
pants.
have like dad bods. Like they just look like regular dudes,
They
you know
do
what I
look,
mean?
yeah. Have you heard baseball fields being referred to as the boy garden?
I have not. Are you? I think
No.
you said that last week, but I am
Yeah.
not. I'm a little more into the
Boy.
boy aquarium after the hijink, you know, the stupidity of the Olympics. Like, okay, you guys want to be idiots? You get
Want to
to.
be stupid boys?
And only some of them were idiots. I'm not going to lump them all together,
Yeah.
but some of them were.
A good
It
strong.
just makes me feel old to call them boys. And then I'm like, oh. Like.
Okay, but like average players age.
Yes, I know that. I know that. But then it's like when I say like boy garden or boy aquarium, it's like, oh, then they think I'm like looking at them. I'm trying to like,
No,
I don't know. I
literally,
don't know. I'm just
Jacqueline
so.
Celebrini and Will Smith are the same age as my oldest son.
No. Yeah, I can't.
So, no.
Michael and I recently just talked about this. Like, all the guys that work under Mike, we could be their parents. And not, no one had a teen pregnancy. Like, we've been married that long that
Yeah.
we could be their parents. And I'm like,
Yeah. I was getting a pedicure, you guys, and I'm never going back to this place because of this comment. She asked me if I had grandkids. Excuse me, ma'am.
Man.
Excuse me? I am what? I go, I have a high schooler. And let's wrap this up because I'm done here.
Heather was no longer nice.
I said to Dustin, do I look that old? And he's like, you do not look that old. I
No.
was like, I feel like you're just saying that.
No.
Made me feel very old.
But
And I
somebody,
better not be a grandma. That's the first thing I said to both of them.
right?
I don't want to be a grandma. Yet.
Somebody said, they're like, can't you wait for your kids to get married and have children? And I thought, listen, I'm not sure dude washes his underwear every day. Like, no, he does. He's really good. He has a whole system. But I'm just saying, like, I see his bedroom. No woman deserves that. No human should have to live with that. And, you know, dating involves touching, and we know Sydney's not a big fan of that. So
Yeah, no, we're not there yet.
she yelled at
Thank God.
me this just yesterday. She's like, "Don't touch me." Okay, sorry. Jenny says, and this is why I work with kids. They think I'm still in my 20s.
Oh,
Nice.
yeah.
I am not in my 20s. Okay, so we will be back here Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are discussing Never Been Worse by Morgan Elizabeth. I have started the audiobook. I'm in it.
Starting the ebook tonight.
Oh,
And
sounds
then
good.
we'll be back next Sunday. And I think that's it. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive in our first ever trope draft. What would have been your first round trope every single time? Make sure you comment on our Instagram post or our Facebook post, letting us know what you would pick first for a trope. I think that's it. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm forgetting something. So I'm like
I
sitting
don't
here
think
like,
so. If there was nothing else on the dock, you got it all.
there we go.
I don't think so. You're
Until
good.
next time, everybody, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.